The annual Portland Book Festival is our city's biggest literary event and one of the most popular on the entire West Coast. This year's festival takes place Saturday, November 8th, just a few days away, and features onstage discussions with over 100 authors and interviewers, writing workshops, pop-up readings, a very big and popular book fair, and, because it's Portland, a variety of local food trucks. The festival is centered around the Portland Art Museum and spreads across 10 stages at 6 partner venues. This year's author lineup includes Stacey Abrams, Rebecca Yarros, Karen Russell, Omar El Akkad, Megha Majumdar, Lydia Yuknovich, Lainey Zumas, Jess Walter, Renee Watson, Emma Donahue, Craig Thompson, John Raymond, Kimberly King Parsons, Jill Lepore, Cecily Wong, and former Portlander Susan Orlean, to name just a few. In what's become an annual tradition for me, we're fortunate to have Amanda Bullock, Senior Artistic Director at Literary Arts, here to preview the festival. Well, Amanda, this is your 11th Portland Book Festival. What's changed for you from your first festival to this one? Maybe a few lessons learned?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I'd like to think I kind of know what I'm doing now. It was all so new the first couple years, because the first year was the first year, and then we grew so much from year one to year two. And then, you know, within the last 5 years, it's been really different every year with going to virtual and back from COVID.
Oh, yeah. You had all virtual festival right after COVID, the pandemic hit.
Yeah. But the last couple years have been more sort of back to normal, you know, and this year I really feel really good about. I think we're coming in really strong and we've gotten a really good response to the lineup. So I think what's different is I know more what to expect. There'll always be something unexpected, but I feel more confident going in.
Oh, what an incredible lineup. I was going to ask about that. We've talked before about what goes into planning the festival, but that must be a very difficult task to select the lineup of authors among all the books that are published. Then you've got this incredible mix of the well-known, the up-and-coming.
Yeah, that's the goal. And it is difficult. There are so many great books out there. You know, people do also, when you're inviting folks, you do deal with rejection. Not everyone says yes, but a lot of amazing people said yes this year. And I do think it is maybe our strongest lineup. I'm really excited about everybody. And there's great heroes of literature and beyond, like Stacey Abrams, and we were just talking about Karen Russell and folks like that, and then debut novelists and up-and-coming writers and folks in our pop-ups. And I think that is always one of the very best things about a festival, is that you have that mix of people who are both familiar and unfamiliar to different kinds of readers.
Well, let's go into some of that all-star lineup. A good number of them local to Oregon and the Pacific Northwest. And we'll start with one of the names you mentioned, Karen Russell, 2025 National Book Award finalist.
Yay!
And along with Omar El Akkad, both Portland residents and good friends of literary arts. And thanks, Amanda, to one of your wonderful pairings, which you do every year. They'll be appearing together.
They will be, yeah. They're going to be in conversation with Rachel Saslow. And even though Omar's book is nonfiction and Karen's is fiction, I just, you know, saw a lot of common themes in the work. And I really wanted to hear them talk to each other. And so I think other people will, too. And I'm really looking forward to that conversation. I think it'll be really interesting. And just so happens, like you said, that they're both Oregon writers and then had already paired them when they both became National Book Award finalists. So it's really, that's going to be a highlight of the day, I'm very sure.
And Karen's book is the novel The Antidote, which is based on a lot of nonfiction. It's got a real historical basis. Mm-hmm. And Omar's book is called One Day Everyone Will Have Always Been Against This.
Yeah, and both of their books deal with, you know, from very different perspectives, like reckoning with the false promises and potential of America in a lot of ways. And that's a really kind of big topic, and they come at it from different ways. But that's sort of the main thing that I think ties the work together. And I'm, like I said, I'm really looking forward to hear. They're both also just like brilliant, amazing people. And so it's going to be a great conversation.
And not a Portland resident, but there's yet another 2025 National Book Award finalist, Megha Majumdar. And she'll be there with her new novel, A Guardian and a Thief.
Yes, Mega is amazing. She is such a great writer. I'm really excited that she's coming. She'll be in conversation with the 2024 National Book Award nonfiction winner, Jason De Leon. I think that's also going to be great. And then we have Patricia Smith in poetry, is also a National Book Award finalist, and she's at the festival as well. So we have a lot of National Book Award representation this year, which we're excited about.
It's just incredible. And speaking of incredible, you have two add-on special event tickets. So these are not included in the general admission festival pass, and these are very popular authors.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, one of them is completely sold out. So the Rebecca Yarros event, she's of course the author of the Fourth Wing series, and her newest book is Onyx Storm. She's being interviewed by Lainey Taylor, and that is very much sold out. We had a incredible response to that event. However, we are giving away a pair of tickets to that event at Reader's Night, which is on Friday, November 7th. So
Oh,
if
yeah,
you
we'll talk
didn't
about
get
that. Yeah,
Yeah, if you
what an
didn't get a
opportunity.
chance to get into the Rebecca Yarros event, we are giving away a pair of tickets at Reader's Night. So you will have it. Everyone at Reader's Night will be entered in a drawing to have a chance to win. And then we do still have tickets left as of right now, to Stacey Abrams, which is going to be great. She is, known for her political work, but she's also a very talented and pretty prolific writer. She writes romance novels, and then we have her for her thriller series. The newest book is Coded Justice, and she's being interviewed by Dave Miller at the Schnitzer. So that's at noon. You can get in. It's just $5 to get an extra ticket for that. And then we also have some book as ticket available if you want to make sure you're in the front of the hall.
And of course, we mentioned mixing the well-known and the award finalists and winners with the up-and-comers, lesser-known authors, which is always a big part of the festival for me, a chance to discover someone new. Any suggestions for writers who might not be on the average reader's radar?
Yes, definitely. There's a lot. Like I said, all killer, no filler, like hopefully every year, but I think really this year, one of my favorite debuts this year was To the Moon and Back by Eliana Ramage, which is about a woman who wants to be the first Cherokee astronaut. And it's funny, it's great. There's drama and intrigue, and at one point it's like a queer campus novel, and it's just, I loved it so much. And she's in conversation with Anna North, whose last book was Outlawed, and her new book is The Bog Queen. I think that's going to be a really great conversation. And someone else I want to mention is Suvankum Thamavongsa, who's really well known in Canada. She won the Giller Prize for her story collection, How to Pronounce Knife. Her novel is Pick a Color, and is really great, and she, I think, is such a wonderful writer. She was one of my very early invites to the festival because I'm just such a big fan of hers. And she'll be in conversation with Portland's own Grace Bancoli and moderated by Cecily Wong. So I think that's also going to be a really strong panel discussion, and I'm excited to hear about those two authors in conversation with each other.
And there's another group of not necessarily lesser known writers, but who don't have their own sessions, but they'll be at pop-up events at the Portland Art Museum, which you do every year, an author doing a reading in front of an appropriate work of art. How do you select people for that and then pair them with artwork at the museum?
Yeah, my colleague Jenna Nishimura curates the pop-up programming, and she's done a really wonderful job this year. The pop-ups are a great way for us to feature some more of the great. It tends to be mostly regionally local authors. We have some folks who are coming from Washington and a little farther afield than the metro area. But we get so many great books, and there's so many great books out there. It's a way for us to include more folks in the festival who we maybe couldn't figure out a good pairing for, or otherwise just kind of couldn't figure out for the kind of main stage pairing lineup. And the pop-ups are one of my very favorite things about the festival, and I think something that really makes Portland Book Festival unique and stand out, because we're able to highlight the art museum and the amazing work there. And I think it's really, I know because they tell me actually, it's really fun for the authors to read in the museum. Jenna makes the pairings, doing her best to thematically connect the visual art with the written work. And so it's also really exciting to see that come together. And the museum, is on the verge of opening this new pavilion.
Yes.
And so this is a great time to go check it out. And we're really excited about what's to come from the Portland Art Museum. Everybody's festival pass includes admission to the art museum for the day, so it's also really nice to be able to take a break from the literary things and go look at some art. And then because we have the pop-ups, as you're looking at the art, you might stumble on a literary thing. Someone might just start reading poetry while you're in the museum. So
I
it's
think
really
it's more
fun.
intimate. You're kind of up close with the author, and yeah, just a kind of a group gathered around. It's
Really
almost like a
lovely.
campfire or something, but here
Yeah,
it's a
it's
work
so
of art.
nice. It's great. So that's another thing I really like recommend taking some time in the day to, even if you're not familiar with the people who are doing the pop-ups, just they're all on the second floor. They're all pretty close to each other. Just go over to the museum and check it out. And I would bet that you will encounter something that is meaningful and that is moving for you. So definitely don't miss the pop-ups.
And you always do a great job of including something for everyone at the book
Thank you.
festival.
That's the
So,
goal.
covering pretty much all age groups and types of books. And the lineup includes someone I'll be interviewing for my Jonesy show, Brandon Wong, a local writer of middle grade books. Can you talk about not necessarily Brandon, but the events for kids and young adults, which is a big part of fiction now?
Yes, it's true. Yeah, we have a great YA lineup, and those are, we actually don't have a single YA stage this year. The YA events are spread out so that you could attend all of them time-wise, but they're at a couple different stages, and we're really excited about that. We also have, like, sort of in the YA zone, we host the launch of the anthology of high school student writing that comes out of the Literary Arts Youth Programs, and that will be at the festival at 2 p.m. So you can catch true young adult literature from young adults themselves at the festival. And then our middle grade and picture book programming is at the Judy, which is the home of the Northwest Children's Theater and is such an amazing space. This is our third year, I believe, at the Judy, and we are so grateful to be partnering with them. It's the perfect place for the kids' programming. So we have picture book story times throughout the day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We also have some picture book panels. So if you're someone who's interested in writing picture books yourself, you can hear from these creators about that process. And then we have a bunch of great middle grade programming with folks in conversation, and that's, local authors and national authors. And both picture book and middle grade illustrators will be participating in the very popular illustrator draw-offs, which is a very friendly drawing competition, which is really fun. So I also think the Judy is a great place to stop by, whether you have kids in tow or just a kid at heart. It's a really joyful place to spend some time on festival day.
Now, we mentioned the book fair, always popular, includes a variety of booksellers and publishers. People can buy books there, meet authors, get their books signed. I know a few people here at Indie Presses in Portland. They tell me it's a joy to meet the readers, and they sell a lot of books.
Yes, that's one of our goals. We full price admission includes a $5 voucher, so attendees get $5 that they can spend at the book fair or any of the bookstores. And we started that to really help incentivize book buying. It's really important to us, and it's really important to pretty much everyone that participates in the festival. And it's always more fun when you have, I guess, a souvenir from something. And we encourage you to have as many book souvenirs as you can carry. And I think the exhibitor fair and book fair at the Art Museum is a really great place to get a good picture of the regional publishing landscape. There's some people doing some really, really cool stuff. It's not all publishers. There are kind of book-related goods and nonprofits and different folks in the mix too. So there's a nice
Grad school
variety.
programs too, I think.
Yes. And so it's also a really great place. I'm like, every place is a great place to spend some time, but I think part of what we're highlighting is that the festival isn't just people talking on stage. There's a lot of other things happening that makes it a festival, I think, and different ways for you to have a full and varied day when you're out at the Portland Book Festival.
Now, there was one year where I really wanted to get a book after going to the session, and it wasn't available anywhere. It was all sold out. So there's a way to alleviate that problem, and that's what you talked about, the reader's night the day before.
Yes, we have. So the festival kind of proper is one day, Saturday, November 8th. But we introduced a few years ago a sort of marketplace preview night, which we're now calling Reader's Night, which is at the Art Museum. And so our book fair is in two ballrooms at the Art Museum. And so the book fair is open. We actually, this year, we have flash tattoos. And so we
I
have
had to look that up.
exclusive.
I had never heard of that.
Yeah, they are real tattoos. So if you want to get a tattoo, we have some exclusive designs. I think we're going to be posting them on social media shortly. They're really cool. We're working with Tom Alvarado and Nature and Means for that. And so they'll also be set up. And I think it's going to be very popular. So if you're coming to Reader's Night, you'll get first dibs on tattoos that night, and you'll get a chance to sign up for Saturday for a slot on Saturday. And we'll also have at Reader's Night exclusively some beverage samples from some of our partners, including Elysian Brewing, Cho Wines, Vita Mate, and Schilling Cider. And so, and that's just free samples that comes with Reader's Night. And Salt and Straw will be there.
Wow, that's a great free sample.
It's really lovely. And like you said, if you know there's some books you want, Pals has a festival-wide bookstore that's part of the book fair. And it's a great time to make sure you grab those books to, if you know you're going to buy a bunch of books and you don't want to carry them around the next day, Pals is actually doing a, like, kind of like a coat check for books. So if you're buying your books Friday, they're going to be able, they'll keep them for you on hold on the carts, and you can come pick them up on Saturday if you like want to buy it and make sure you get it, but want to be able to get it signed on Saturday. I guess it's like a concierge, like a book concierge. So there's limited availability for that. So if you're coming to Reader's Night, you'll have the first chance to take advantage of that.
And of course, as you mentioned before, you'll have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the sold-out Rebecca Yarros special event.
Yes. Yeah. We decided to add that to make Reader's Night really special. And so we have a few giveaways, and like I said, everyone who attends will get a ticket to be entered into that giveaway. You must be present to win. The event's the next day. But yeah.
Now, speaking of getting a jump on things like the Reader's Night, you have cover to cover events, which you have every year. It actually started last Saturday, November 1st, and it goes to the day after the festival on Sunday, the 9th. And these, I looked up, they take place all over Portland: bookstores, movie theaters, concert halls, art galleries, the Heathman Hotel, pubs, even a yoga center. How do you put all that together? That's incredible. I mean, scores and scores of these events over
Yes.
that week.
I think there's 53 this year, and that is another shout out to Jenna Nishimura, who works on my team. She really knocked cover to cover out of the park this year. And so cover to cover is a way to expand the festival in time. It's now over a week and geography. We're in all, famously, Portland has five quadrants, which is always hilarious. So we're in all five quadrants and even beyond Portland into the metro area. And those events are all events that other folks have organized and submitted for inclusion in cover to cover. And then we've evaluated those and put together this calendar of things happening all throughout the area so that if you want to have a week-long Portland Book Festival, cover to cover allows you to do that. And there's just a huge variety, like you mentioned, of different kinds of things. So again, hopefully something for everybody, and I think a really great addition to the festival in recent years.
Now, I did have one question, which is kind of more recent. In addition to the regular general admission festival pass, you have a low price for those with SNAP benefits. And
Yes.
with this government shutdown, I don't know if it'll ever open up again. SNAP seems underfunded. Will that program still be available?
100%. In fact,
Oh,
all the
good.
literary arts ticketed programs offer here in Portland, it's called Arts for All. And so those are $5 tickets that are available for anyone with SNAP benefits. They've also recently been extended to folks who have the Washington version of that SNAP card. So anyone in Oregon and Washington is eligible for those $5 tickets. You can get them ahead of time online. You don't even have to pick them up same day. And we're really proud to be able to offer that, and we hope that a lot of people take advantage of that. We also offer free tickets to for the festival. You can get a free pass for anyone 17 and under and or with high school ID. So all youth attend free. And we have free tickets for active duty military and veterans as well.
One last question, Amanda. You have so many connections to authors and publishers across all genres here and all over the country. Are there any upcoming titles you're especially looking forward to? Maybe authors on your radar?
Oh, for now, you're asking about 2026 already?
Already, yeah. Authors on your radar for next year's festival.
Yeah, I mean, I am really excited. There's a new Tayari Jones book coming early next year. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to the new George Saunders novel. I'm a big fan of
Oh,
his.
when's that come out?
That I think it's in January. It's called
Wow.
Vigil. I think it's late January. Yeah, only his second novel. He's so prolific, but this is his second
Yeah,
novel.
after Lincoln and the Bardo, which was quite an award winner.
Yeah, but my rule is actually, so I read a lot for the festival and for work, but post-festival in December, my treat to myself is that I read a book by someone who is dead, because the only way a book cannot be for work for an event person is if the person cannot possibly do an event. And the only way that is true is if the author is dead. So I don't know what my like old book is going to be this year, but that's my like end of the year treat is something, the only way it's not for work. So.
Oh, well, Amanda, many thanks for joining us at Cabo, as you usually do to preview the festival. And
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
big thank you to you and Literary Arts for bringing us this great annual celebration of books, writers, and readers.
Thank you. And thank you for all that you do, Ken, and all that you do for writers and readers as well. It's so much appreciated.
Oh, thank you. We've been talking with Amanda Bullock, director of the Portland Book Festival, which takes place this Saturday, November 8th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can find out more online and purchase tickets in advance at pdxbookfest.org. This is Ken Jones for KABU's News in Depth.